The World Economic Forum is getting underway in Davos, Switzerland amid heavy snow. Every year, world leaders, academics, and executives gather for the summit. President Trump is scheduled to deliver the closing address on Friday. The forum's chairman, Klaus Schwab, spoke with Reuters about what he expects from President Trump.
I think we should be surprised, and Davos is always a place where we look for surprises, and I hope it will be a positive surprise.
I spoke earlier with Tom Keane, who is in Davos. He's editor-at-large at Bloomberg TV and radio, and I asked him what the big issues are there this year.
Well, it's very different from last year. Last year, I'll be honest, Jeremy, it was an off year. The president of China spoke. That was a huge deal last year when President Xi spoke. But it was right at the inauguration, and it was sort of a nudgy kind of year where the party never got started. This year's totally different. There's a couple ideas. First of all, the International Monetary Fund is clearly saying times are better. In their careful nation-to-nation analysis, there is better economic growth, even though it may be short-term. They give the U.S. a victory lap after the tax cut legislation. Chancellor Merkel will be attending after forming, it seems, a coalition in Germany after an historic and difficult election. As you know, Mr. Macron in France is taking a victory lap. CEOs are minting money, and all of that overwhelmed by the scheduled trip of the president, I believe, arriving Thursday to be presidential on Friday.
Well, and what are people saying about that visit by President Trump? And is this his crowd in Davos?
Boy, that's it depends which drink I have in my hand for that question. First of all, there's no other topic. I mean, that's just the way it is. Is this his crowd? And the answer is no, it is not. And I say that with great respect for the president and all of his friends that I've talked to over the years who say, you know, he's a wonderful guy doing the social thing in Florida. But this is, yes, a lot of very wealthy people, but for the most part, they're really focused on the academic debate, on the zeitgeist, if you will. They're really tuned in to a global, and depending on where they're from, their regional challenges as well. It's actually the Valley of the Wonks, and I'd suggest the president is not interested in the Valley of the Wonks.
How's the government shutdown playing at Davos?
That's a good question. It hasn't really seeped into the debate. It's there, but it's removed, unlike, you know, we're all focused on it, of course, in America.
But how does it make the U.S. look? Or are people talking about the U.S. can't get its act together, it can't even, you know, run the government, while China is, you know, moving forward on this one belt, one road policy all around the world?
There's a little bit of that, but I think they're much more focused on an administration, a presidency, and a legislative branch that just can't seem to get their theory, their philosophy, their beliefs together to pass legislation in a collegial way. The topic in my travels in Europe is mostly not about the rudeness or abruptness of America, but just almost the chaos of our underlying beliefs and this huge fracture. One of the words already percolating in the 4 days here is this word fractured, and they look at America as fractured.
What are people saying about Brexit?
That's an interesting question. There's Brexit exhaustion. People are just worn out. The prime minister is scheduled to attend. She will meet with the president. That will be of interest. But I mentioned this earlier, Jeremy, without question, in the first day and a half here, Mr. Macron of France is really the one who's captured the zeitgeist with his global travels, trumpeting a new Europe and a new France.
Does he come across more as the leader of Europe right now than Angela Merkel?
No, I would say not. He's not there yet, but he has just been very visible. As you know, with his travels and with his charm, if you will, and I mean that with great respect, he is the one people are talking about here in a constructive way. And again, that bounces off all of the uproar of the president of the United States.
Tom, you mentioned the global economy and some pretty good numbers of what people are expecting the global economy to do. Is there any fear right now, as you're surrounded by all these economic thinkers, that things are about to go south?
There's a little bit of that. One of the things I've learned, Jeremy, is the haves are always worried about becoming the have-nots. Mm. That never goes away. That's a human condition. Maurice Obstfeld of the International Monetary Fund, the acclaimed economist from Berkeley, is quite adamant that the IMF analysis is short-term. So there is a fear of the elites about medium and longer-term challenges that were there 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. I'll be doing a panel tomorrow, and I'm sure we will address those fears and about how long it takes to come out of the financial shock we saw all of a decade ago.
That's Tom Keane, editor-at-large for Bloomberg TV and radio, joining us from Davos, Switzerland, where the World Economic Forum is getting underway. Tom, thanks as always.
Wonderful to be with you.